As I mechanically roll another cigarette, I find it hard to believe that I am still awake. And as the warm, damp evening air, flowing in through the open window beside me, shapes the clouds of smoke so strangely, wafting them out of the light into matte black darkness, I'm convinced I am dreaming. How wild it is. My notion is snapping its reins on fantasy's back. Behind me, the chair back creaks, secretly nattering, sending a sudden shudder through all my nerve ends. It annoys me and disturbs my deep study of the bizarre shapes of smoke drifting around me, through which I had already resolved to draw a connecting thread. Now, the silence has gone to the dogs. Jangling movement flows through all my senses. Feverish, nervous, crazed, every sound a stab. And tangled up in all this, forgotten things rise up. Things long ago imprinted on my sense of sight now strangely renew themselves along with their old forgotten feelings. With interest, I notice that my awareness expands hungrily, embracing that area in the darkness in which the bright forms of smoke stand out with increasing clarity. I notice how my glance engulfs these things, only imaginings, yet full of bliss. And my sight takes in more and more. It lets itself go more and more, creates more and more, conjures more and more, more and more. Now the creation, the artwork of chance, emerges clear, just like in the past, looming from things forgotten, recreated, formed, painted by fantasy, that magically talented artist.